Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. May I have your zip code to look up your account, please?
Where would I find that? What would you want again?
Your zip code.
30349.
Your first and last name, please.
Katrina Owens Blackshear.
Thank you. Can you verify your address for me?
5430 Denny Drive, College Park, Georgia, 30349.
Okay, one second. All right. I see you have the KitchenAid blender.
Yes, and I had canceled that.
Okay.
Oh, well, not the kit. I mean, I wanted to cancel
membership.
The 50. Yes.
Okay, one second. All right. One second. Okay, I can get that canceled for you.
Okay.
One second, I'll get you a confirmation number, okay?
Okay. I'm also kind of curious, too, because it said it wouldn't hold your credit card number. How is it that it was able to go back and charge me? Because it said, in the thing, it says don't keep my credit card number on file.
That's probably for the offer. But in the terms and conditions, it states that it enrolls you in a subscription. So, the actual offer, I don't know what it was, probably Walmart or Lowe's or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably it was that company that doesn't keep your credit card.
It was Walmart.
Yeah, they're the ones who don't keep your credit card.
Okay, but it don't have any information on it either to say you all are going to keep my credit card either.
Well, actually, in the fine print, in the terms and conditions, ma'am?
Yeah, it's about the membership and everything, but it still don't say that you are going to keep my credit card number.
I don't actually have your credit card number.
You all do, the company do, because y'all charge my credit card. So y'all kept my credit card number.
Well, I'm just a third-party customer service agent.
Yeah, if you charge me $56, that means y'all kept my credit card number.
Right, it enrolled you in a subscription. One second, I'm going to get it canceled for you. Sorry about that. All right, I got it canceled for you, so you won't be billed again, and I have a confirmation number for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Season Charlie, 260-559-531.
When would these funds be returned back?
Unfortunately, I'm not able to refund those. Because it wasn't
That's my rent money, baby. That's my rent money. No, we can't do that. No, I need my money back. I need my money back. I need to speak to management or something. I'm going to have to start suing somebody. I need my money back.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll talk to my supervisor.
Yes, yes, yes. I ain't taking on my rent money. Oh, hell no. Hell to the no. Man, fuck that shit. I ain't got free money to give to y'all just to take. Hell no. No. We're in a damn pandemic. You ain't taking my money. No.
All right, I will be able to go ahead and refund that amount to you. Just give me 1 second, and I'll give you the confirmation number.
Okay.
Okay, I did already give you that confirmation number, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you got the confirmation number, and you'll receive that in 3 to 5 business days. It might not take through the whole 3 to 5 business days, but we tell you that just in case it does. Since it's a Saturday, it's not a business day. So maybe around the middle of next week.
Damn.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing my
I did refund the full amount to you.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this is happening. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
It's already messed up.
I'm sorry. Bye.